The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to another episode on the Silsila regarding a topic that differentiates between somebody who is intelligent and somebody who is a fool. And that is about knowledge, about ilm. And the different aspects, the different angles of knowledge itself. So do stay with us inshallah to learn about the topic for today on the silsila regarding knowledge and its benefits, what knowledge is truly beneficial, and other aspects inshallah. But firstly, as we always, and our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us that make as many good intentions as possible to gain maximum rewards and thawab. For example, make the good intention, make it now in fact, that I will listen to this silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will note down the important points. I will try to practice upon them. I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, whether it's my parents, my spouse, my children, my siblings and other Muslims in society, inshallah azza wa jal. Whatever other good intentions you can think of, make it now to get more reward and thawab, inshallah azza wa jal. Indeed, there are countless of benefits and blessings for the fortunate people who recite abundant amounts of durood-e paak or salawat or salutations upon the beloved Rasul Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful narration that the Prophet of creation, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that decorate your gatherings by sending salawat and durood upon me, because this will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, for those of you who are with us, the previous silsila, the previous episode in this silsila, we had mentioned about knowledge itself. What is knowledge? And what is beneficial? What is truly beneficial knowledge for a human being and for a Muslim in particular? The great Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the leader of millions of Shawafi, millions of Shafi'is, he has mentioned that only two knowledges or sciences are worthy of dedicating your life to learn them. What are they? He had mentioned ilm al-tib, which means medicine. Because a human being gets sick, physical sickness and diseases, we should learn what the diseases are, what the cures are, how can we cure ourselves from whatever sickness we have. And he mentions ilm al-fiqh, which is jurisprudence, all the masail, the rulings on how to do our ibadat, our worshipping of Allah Azza wa Jal correctly, so inshallah it will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And furthermore, the great Imam Azam, Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the leader of millions of ahnaf, millions of Hanafis in the world, he has mentioned, what is fiqh? Fiqh means that it is the awareness of the soul as to what is beneficial and what is harmful for it. What is harmful for us and what is beneficial for us. This is the true meaning, the essence of learning fiqh. So we can practice our deen properly and we can learn what is good for us and what is bad. End of the day, it's our choice what we choose, the good path or the bad path. But behind that, behind the bad path, that leads towards the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ultimately, azab and punishment in the grave and the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from this. Ameen. and the good path leads to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ultimately inshallah Azza wa Jal leads to Jannah and the bounties therein, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, now we have an understanding what knowledge is truly beneficial for us as a Muslim, and this is ilmul fiqh, jurisprudence, and how to learn and practice our deen properly, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. But as a student of deen, and we should always think of ourselves as students of deen, what is our intention, what is our niyyah when it comes to seeking knowledge? We understand what is knowledge now, what is beneficial knowledge for us, but what is our intention for seeking out this knowledge? It is mentioned that during the period of time when the student is seeking knowledge, then there must be some purpose, there must be an intention behind this. Because as you already know, and time again, our Muballighin, our respected Araqeen Ashura, our beloved Baba Jan, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, always narrates this hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Subhanallah. So intention, the power of intentions is indeed great. A person's deeds are in fact governed and judged by the intention, as is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. In fact, the first hadith of Sahih Bukhari, the first part of the first hadith is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Very famous hadith, that actions or deeds are based upon their intentions, their motives. Why are we doing whatever we are doing? Whatever actions, good actions, why are we doing it? This is something we must ask ourselves, and constantly, all the time, we must question ourselves and check our intentions, because it is through the intentions that we can save the thawab, the rewards for our actions. Furthermore, it is mentioned by the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Listen carefully. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, how many actions, how many deeds and actions that we think of it to be as acts or actions of this world, but they become from the actions of the hereafter because of a good intention. بِحُسْنِ النِّيَّةِ. Because of a good intention. And how many deeds and actions that we think of them to be deeds and actions of the hereafter, but then they become actions and acts of this world because of a bad intention. Because of بِسُوءِ النِّيَّةِ. Because of a bad intention. Therefore, as we mentioned now, if we want to save the rewards of our good deeds, check the intention. If the intention is good, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will then accept and reward that good action. Keep this principle in mind, and again we are always reminded on these very important points that if a person does a good deed, any good action, and there's no good intention behind this, a person is doing something good, but there's no good intention, then there's no reward for this. There is no reward. And if a person is doing something good with the bad intention, then this can lead one to the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, a person is performing salah. What is the intention? Is the intention that I'm worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal to make Allah Azza wa Jal happy? Or is the intention of showing off to the people? Always check ourselves. If we are doing riyaqari, if we are showing off, this is a bad intention. That we are showing off so we can receive the praises of the people, then this person will get punishment for that action because of the bad, بِسُوءِ النِّيَّةِ, because of the bad intention. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is very important that we check our intentions, and what should be our intention, what must be our intention. For in fact, every good action that we are doing, every good deed, even when we are seeking knowledge and knowledge of deen, it must be only and only to please Allah Azza wa Jal. That I'm seeking knowledge of deen so I can be led to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. I can be led to the pleasure of my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I can achieve success in the Akhirah. Remember that piety, taqwa, closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, or drawing close to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah consciousness, righteousness cannot be received, cannot be attained except with knowledge. Because if a person is a jahil, a person is ignorant, he doesn't have any knowledge, or he does not have beneficial knowledge, then how can he attain piety and closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal? It is mentioned in Laws of Salah, Namaz ke Ahkam, written by Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Dawud Barakatum Al-Aliyah. An incident in there, wherein the great Sahabi, Sayyidina Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was passing by a person who was performing his salah. And he waited for this person to finish. When the person finished, he came to him, he approached him and asked him, "For how long have you been performing salah in this manner?" The person says, "For 40 years. 40 years. Sayyidina Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Then for 40 years you have not performed any salah. And if you die in this condition, you will not die on the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Why, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel? Because the person's salah was incorrect. Ask ourselves. I firstly ask myself. And I request you, ask yourself as well. What is the condition of my salah? Am I performing it correctly? Is my ruku in order? Is my sujood in order? Is my tilawah, my recitation of the glorious Qur'an, am I reciting properly? Because to recite Qur'an in the salah is fard. It is part of the compulsory actions that is in the salah. If your fard is missing, how can we have that salah or recognize it as being completed? It will be incomplete. How can we get the thawab of this? So is my Qur'an in order? Is my salah in order? Like this, examine our life. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has provided many facilities for us in the form of training, tarbiyah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in fact, across the globe, in different parts of the world, different countries, there are systems called Madrasatul Madina for adults, Balighan, for Balighat, for adult Islamic brothers, adult Islamic sisters. Not just Madrasatul Madina for children, for our Madani children, but for adults as well. This is available absolutely free of charge. Let us take advantage of this. And now, for our convenience, even Madrasatul Madina online has been launched recently. And this is very successful, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Even in English as well, this course is running. So log on to our website, dawudislami.net, and a lot of information you can pick up from there in the form of e-books, in the form of bayanat, in English as well. And many other languages are available. Therefore, arm ourselves with good knowledge, with beneficial knowledge, so we can practice our deen properly and not be amongst those who are losers in both worlds. Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from ignorance. Ameen. Furthermore, Shaykh Burhanuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he goes on further to say, "Huma fitnatun fil alameena azimatun liman bihima fi deenihi yatamassak." They are both, that is, the alim who does not practice and the worshipper who is ignorant, ignorant worshipper. They are both a great fitna, a great mischief and strife in the universes for he who relies upon them in his religion. If we rely upon these two categories of people, the ignorant worshipper and the alim who does not practice, then we will ourselves be in great fitna, in great mischief and confusion. Allah Azza wa Jal, save us from fitna. Ameen. A student of knowledge, and in particular, knowledge of deen, knowledge of our Islam, should always show shukr and gratefulness, gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. A student of knowledge should always thank Allah Azza wa Jal for his understanding. for his intelligence, as well as the good health that we have. And a student of knowledge should never intend to turn people towards himself, nor should he intend to gather the riches of this world, the worldly wealth. We should ask ourselves that if I'm seeking knowledge of deen, again, what is the intention? Intention must not be to have influence over others for name and fame. Intention must not be that I will write many books, I will become rich and famous. This must never be our intention, especially when we are seeking the ilm of deen, knowledge of Islam. Intention must only solely be for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the pleasure of our beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, dear students of deen, this constantly we must check. Check our intention all the time, because riyaqari, as we mentioned earlier, ostentation, showing off, can creep in like a silent thief. We won't even know. We won't even know this riyaqari, this showing off, has entered our hearts and steals the sawab of our good deeds. We work so hard. So hard we work to seek knowledge of deen. For those who are in this path, they know the sacrifices they make. Whether it's worldly comforts they sacrifice, comforts of their home, away from their parents, their family, their siblings, their loved ones, to seek ilm of deen, knowledge of deen. So don't let that go to waste. Always, constantly, check the intention all the time. The shaitan, the cursed, the disgraced one, he's always trying to, firstly, not make us do ibadat by whispers, his evil whisperings. He whispers in our hearts and our minds all the time to turn us away from ibadat, from salah, from seeking knowledge of deen, from doing good deeds. Finally, when we break his traps and we come to the masjid, we perform our salah, we learn our Quran, we learn our salah, we learn about our deen, we learn about sunnah, we practice, then what he does? He tries another trap, another trick, and that is ostentation, riya, or showing off. He puts it, he whispers in the heart, at least I'm a little bit better than the next guy. At least I have a beard. At least I am wearing parda. At least I'm covering myself properly. At least I'm practicing some sunnah. So I'm better than the guy who is clean shaven, or sister may think, some may think like this. At least I'm wearing niqab, I'm wearing hijab. That sister is not even wearing scarf. I'm a little bit better. It's a trick of shaitan. One of the many tricks. And through these tricks, our sawab is stolen. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from showing off and from all these evil diseases that people have. Ameen. Therefore, student of deen must always show shukr and gratefulness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And never ever learn ilm deen to turn people towards himself for name and fame, or to gather wealth. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The great Imam, Imam Muhammad رحمة الله تعالى عليه, he has stated, لو كان الناس كلهم عبيدي لأعتقتهم وتبرأت عن ولائهم. If all the people of the world, they became my slaves, I will free them and forsake their leadership. The reason for this is that the person who is blessed with the pleasure of knowledge and good actions, then that person will not turn towards the respect and the reverence of the people. There will not be any desire. The person who truly understands knowledge of deen and practices in it for the right intention, to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to please Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person won't have the intention and desire for the praises of the people. They will not desire the respect of the people, the reverence of the people, that because of my knowledge people must respect me, people must praise me. No, this must never be our intentions. Shaykh Imam Qawamuddin Hammad Ibn Ibrahim Ibn Ismail As-Saffar Al-Ansari rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi recited a very beautiful stanza And he mentioned that this was narrated from the great Imam, Imam al-A'zam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. What does he say? He says, مَنْ طَلَبَ الْعِلْمَ لِلْمَعَادِ فَازَ بِفَضْلٍ مِنَ الرَّشَادِ. Whoever learned knowledge for the judgment day, he succeeded with the blessings of guidance. In fact, there is loss for the one who seeks knowledge in order to gain benefits from the people. Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from this. Ameen. It is widely accepted that knowledge, ilm, should never be attained again for worldly benefits, for worldly gain and status, and worldly respect from the people. But when worldly status is desired, so that commanding towards good and forbidding evil becomes easy. In this case, it will not be a sin. Meaning that if I'm seeking ilm al deen, knowledge of deen, that I want to become known in the community, so when people respect, they will listen to me. And when I tell them that these things are forbidden in Islam, they will listen. Or I order them towards goodness, they will listen. But again, check the intention. Is this really and truly our intention? If it truly is, then inshallah azza wa jal, a person can get sawab for this inshallah azza wa jal. Of course, it must never lead to the ego being inflated. Allah azza wa jal save us from that. Ameen. It is also important for a student of deen, a student of knowledge of deen, that he must ponder, he must contemplate, he must think over his intention. And not be heedless in it. Constantly, all the time, check the intention. This is very important. Because as life fluctuates, today you are happy, tomorrow you are sad. Similarly, intentions can fluctuate. Today you have a good intention, a pure intention, and shaitan, he can destroy that. And we wouldn't even know that intentions have changed. So all the time, it is important for a student of deen, a student of the knowledge of deen, to constantly check the intentions. That we must seek the knowledge of deen only and only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to gain thawab for our betterment, for success in the qabr and in the akhirah, inshallah Azza wa Jal. As we mentioned earlier, do not waste all the sacrifices and the hard work, the struggles that we had put in learning knowledge. Even for those who seek it in university, people are studying 4 years and 5 years to get their degree, and then their master's and their PhD. How many years a person has to study? So many years of the life. So, are we just going to let it go down the drain? That we get no reward for this? Even if a person is studying worldly education, like the sciences that are out there, biology, chemistry, physics, whatever it is, still a person, before starting, can make good intentions. That, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I will learn medicine, ilm al-tib, for example. I will become a doctor, so I can benefit the ummah, the poor Muslims who are there. I will assist them, I will help them. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm learning this science so I can promote Islam amongst the scientists. I can promote Islam amongst the so-called intelligent classes out there, the worldly people. So the more good intentions you make, the more reward there is. But remember, you know the intention, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows the intention. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows the intention. We can't hide from them. Yes, we can bluff others with our words, but what is in our hearts? Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are aware of this. Therefore, constantly check your intention, because a student of knowledge, he attains that knowledge, whatever knowledge it is, through a lot of hardship, a lot of struggles. It is mentioned, هِيَ الدُّنْيَا أَقَلُّ مِنَ الْقَلِيلِ وَعَاشِقُهَا أَذَلُّ مِنَ الذَّلِيلِ. This is the world, which is very little in comparison to the hereafter. This is the world, this dunya, is very little aqal compared to the hereafter. And the lover of this dunya is extremely disgraced. Furthermore, تُصِمُّ بِسِحْرِهَا قَوْمًا وَتُعْمِي فَهُمْ مُتَحَيِّرُونَ بِلَا دَلِيلٍ. It deafens a nation. It deafens a nation through its magic, whilst it blinds others. They are thus amazed without any purpose. A student of knowledge should not disgrace himself or herself by desiring those things which have no benefit. A student of knowledge should always avoid those actions which can become a cause for disgrace of knowledge and those who possess it. A student should be humble, should have humility, and this is the same. This is the name for the way in between arrogance and total loss of self-respect. Therefore, a student should be humble. We should have this humbleness in us. It's part of learning. Regarding humility and humbleness, tawadu, it is called. Imam Shaykh Ruknul Islam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who's well known as Adib Mukhtar, has stated some or recited some poetry regarding this tawadu, which is humility and humbleness. He says, إِنَّ التَّوَادُعَ مِنْ خِصَالِ الْمُتَّقِي وَبِهِ التَّقِيُّ إِلَى الْمَعَالِي يَرْتَقِي. Tawadu' or humbleness is from the qualities of a pious man, a pious person. And it is through it that the pious, they ascend to great heights. SubhanAllah. Furthermore, he says, the most weird is he who does not recognize his condition, his state of arrogance, whether he is fortunate or unfortunate. He also says, he is also unaware of how his life and soul will end, and whether on the day of demise, his death, he will be amongst those who have a high status or who are degraded. Pride belongs to Allah, belongs to the Lord Azza wa Jal, and it is attributed to Him specifically. Therefore, refrain from it and fear. The great Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has stated, عَظِّمُوا عَمَائِمَكُمْ وَوَسِّعُوا أَكْمَامَكُمْ. Subhanallah. Enlarge your turbans and widen your sleeves. Why did he say this? He said it because the great Imam said this because that nobody must view sacred knowledge and those who possess it as inferior. Nobody should think of sacred knowledge. We're talking about especially knowledge of deen. Nobody should think of this and those who possess it as inferior. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we have heard this, and today we see it, and we hear how people, they don't show proper regard, they don't show proper respect when it comes to knowledge of deen. How many people you hear them, when their sons and daughters, they have some interest in studying the deen, in becoming a mumalligh or mumalligha, in becoming an alim or alima. But the parents, because of the influence of the parents, oh my child, what will you gain from that? You will learn for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years or more. And what job will you get? What will be your salary? Who will marry you? How will you look after your family and your children? We hear this. Is this not regarding ilmuddin, the knowledge of deen, the knowledge of Islam is inferior? Something to think about. Something to ask ourselves. Are we doing this? Are we destroying our children's lives because we are pushing them towards Western education and not showing emphasis and priority in Islamic education? As some ulama have said that there is nothing wrong in getting an education in the Western system That is, the different sciences out there, like chemistry, becoming a doctor, lawyer, etc., whatever it is. But then priority. Priority is missing. Priority is upside down. We are sent to this dunya, to this world, only and only to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and only to prepare for the qabr, make tayyari, prepare for the qabr and the hereafter. That's the way, that is our maqsad, our purpose, and for nothing else. We are travelers. We come from one alam, one universe, we come into this dunya, from this world we will go to the qabr, the alam barzakh, the barrier between that stage and the hereafter, and resurrection, the day of judgment, qiyamah. What are we doing? Our kids who show some interest in deen, are we pushing them towards the other direction, away from deen, or are we providing them with proper facilities of learning authentic, pure ilm deen? Alhamdulillah, Zawajal, Dawud Islam International has these facilities in the form of Jami'atul Madina. This is a university, a Darul Uloom, as you may call it, of Dawud Islami, which is run in so many different parts of the world. Not just in Pakistan, not just in the UK, in South Africa, in Kenya, other parts as well, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. May Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters, separately, in their own Jami'ah, in their own Ulooms, they are studying, free of charge, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. They are studying Al-Madin, advanced knowledge, further education, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, where they are learning the grammar of Arabic, Arabic grammar. They are learning other parts of the Sunnah and those actions and his encouragement to practice, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the mahol, in the Madri mahol, the environment of Dawud Islami. There is not just encouragement to seek Ilm-e-Deen, but more than this, but there's encouragement and there's motivation to practice, to do amal. As we mentioned earlier, a beautiful Arabic proverb says it: "Al-ilmu bila amalin kashajari bila samarin." That knowledge without action is like a tree without fruits. What is the real benefit? If there is fruits, how much of benefit we will get from there? How much we can enjoy, we can taste, and we'll get the benefits. But if there's no fruits, then there's no real benefit. Similarly, if a person has knowledge, but he doesn't do amal, he doesn't practice, how can he get the benefit of that knowledge? That knowledge is like wasted, because I know so many things, but I don't practice. This is the beauty of our deen of Islam, that whatever we are learning, it's practical, the most simple religion there is, the most simple institute, the sunnah, which is the perfect lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in front of us. We are complaining of different problems that exist in our lives. Ask any person. Ask yourself right now, in fact, how many difficulties I have, or those that I know, my loved ones, my dear ones, my friends, my family, somebody I know, they are going through difficulties, calamities, sicknesses, whatever it is. What are the reasons for this? Ulama have said there are many reasons. One is perhaps we don't show shukr, or adequate thankfulness, gratefulness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Another is we have abandoned, many of us, the path leading towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the path leading towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pleasure. Many have abandoned this path, yet we claim we are Muslim and we love Allah Azza wa Jal. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we don't want to practice. We don't want to implement in our life. Many are ashamed. What will the people think of me if I wear the Imamah Sharif? If I wear the Imamah Sharif, the turban, what will people think of me? If I don a beard, if I grow my beard, I'm still young, what will people think of me? Islamic sisters who put the hijab, who put the madani mulqa, they will think, people will think I'm weird, I'm strange. But why are we thinking about what the people will think? What will my Allah Azza wa Jal, how will Allah Azza wa Jal, I be in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal? How will I be in the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is our focus. We are Muslims. And the Muslim's duty is to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, to Abi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, we must always check our intentions. For whatever good deed we are doing, whatever good deed, whatever good action, always ensure there's a good intention. And this, constantly, we have to check that we are doing it with the right purpose, with the right intention, that is to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not for any worldly benefit. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand all of this, to make us ba'amal, practical Muslims, to please Him Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dear brothers out there, do travel with the Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami. You will see practical, positive changes in your life. You will see this. Dear, to our sisters out there, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Ijtima'at are going on, other activities in the form of courses, in the form of Madrasatul Madina, Balighat, for Islamic sisters are going on. So get involved in these activities. If you want to see tangible and real benefits in our life, inshallah azza wa jal. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alihi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge.